Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD and I'm here with my hedonistic wife, ooh, Carmen.
Good new word.
I thought that was perfect for not only the show tonight, but kind of our situation. We are back. We've got part two of the Monroes. We had them come back down and record some more. You'll hear about it in the whole introduction of their segment, but yeah. They had to come back.
It's okay. We got to see them again.
Yeah, we got to hang out again. But what we're talking about this time is a continuation of the last show where they are explaining their experiences at Desire Meechus, which as of today no longer exists, and therefore we have switched to hedonism, therefore you are my hedonistic wife.
Good adjective.
Like it.
Like it.
So before we get into part two with them, let's do a little recap of our experiences over the weekend. We went to a party.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that was fun. We had, four couples there? Five, four.
Three.
One, two.
Oh, three, four.
Four.
Four. Four, four.
It was, for those of you in our immediate area, you know, it's been a shit show of weather over the past week.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was, again, on party night, so I think the attendance was down due to that.
Yeah.
But the four couples that were there, we had a great time with and got to hang out and talk to them and have a lot of fun.
Well, we were snowed in Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of snow.
Yep. We did not go anywhere on Friday because we got, I don't know, 8 inches of snow or some god-awful amount.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, it started snowing again. How was our drive home?
Yeah. Our drive home was a little treacherous. But before we get that, we did go out to dinner with one of the couples prior to the party, which was awesome because we've never actually spent two-on-two time with them, and we really like them. So we're like, hey, let's go grab some dinner before the party. And they were like, absolutely. So
I'm really glad we did that.
Yeah, we got to hang out with them and spend a little time with them. And then the party itself, there was a couple from hours and hours away that came down for this party and drove in the snowstorm.
Oh, my gosh. Friday, yeah. They drove.
I tell you, us lifestylers, we're a hearty bunch, man.
They drove 10 hours.
I know. In the snowstorm on Friday.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that long with no snowstorm.
No, but it's still, well, it's like 8 hours with no snowstorm.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Have another whiskey.
I haven't even, I've had like two sips out of my whiskey. And three.
Yeah. It's a good belly warmer one for you.
It is. It's apple and cinnamon. It's very wintry.
Because it's like way below zero. Well, yeah. Not right now. Right now, it's actually 13.
Yeah, we've been texting with the Floridas and showing them our current weather situation because they're both from the north, so they know what we're going through. They just don't miss it at all.
I don't think they feel sad for us.
No, they don't. I do want to point out, too, that I just posted an article on the Midwest Menage a Trois page. Check it out. It's a very positive article about swinging. They mention ethical non-monogamy and polyamory, but it's mostly about swinging, and it was in USA Today.
We are mainstream.
We are going legit. No, it's a good article, so guys, go check that one out. Anything else we need to get to before we dive into the Monroes?
I don't think so, other than thank you for a great weekend. It was fun.
You're welcome. Who are you thanking?
I'm thanking all of our friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did. We did have a lot going on this weekend. Obviously, we did the party on Saturday. The show. The Monroes came over on Sunday, and yep. Mr. Monroe and I polished off a bottle. And
yeah,
we had some fun.
What happened to me?
Carmen had a little too much fun over the weekend and too much lack of sleep over the weekend because come Monday, she was out.
I only had two drinks.
I know. You didn't drink much on Sunday.
Uh-uh. I was just up late, up early.
Damn.
2 days. I'm not young anymore, guys. I can't only have 5 hours of sleep 2 days in a row.
I would say go to bed earlier, but that's impossible for you. You'd be in bed at like 3 o'clock.
Right.
So.
All right.
Well, let's get to it. Here they are, the Monroes, back in the studio.
Apparently, my evil plan has worked again. For whatever reason, when we have these two in the studio, I tend to... The last time I deleted part two, so they had to come back and spend time with us. This time we just chose to redo part two because, well, Mrs. Monroe and myself got a little too inebriated.
Very much.
It makes for good memories.
That it does.
Maybe
that
not good podcast, but it makes for great memories.
Not for me. What do you remember?
I don't remember much.
It's okay.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Monroe, thank you for coming back on the show and coming back down to see us again. We appreciate that. We wanted to get the rest of your story from Desire Meachus at this point. And, well, today it still is.
Until tomorrow.
I think until tomorrow it's still Desire Meachus.
Yeah. So. It'll be the saddest day ever. Mm.
It is. It's going to suck when they close that place.
But, I haven't even been following any. I actually left the group.
Did you?
Yeah.
I stayed in all of them just to watch the drama.
To see like how people are reporting stuff.
It's just complaining at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm like, I just don't want to see that.
I'm just watching it because I know there's going to be at least one person out there who didn't pay attention to anything. And come Monday, they're going to be like, we're here and this sucks.
Yeah, I'm not wrong. Oh my God. I booked through Expedia.
Which will be very close to the first day people were supposed to be able to show up.
That's very true. Right? Very, very true, unfortunately.
Well, but I wonder what's going to happen because they're actually shutting the doors.
They won't be able to, like, they won't usher them off to another resort like they did at the
beginning.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, that's true, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a mess, but we don't want to talk about the mess. We want to talk about the fun you guys had while you were there. So on the last show, we kind of got up to the point where you're just arriving at the resort. We heard about the wonderful cocaine offer. And
that you apparently took them up on, and you had a whole mountain of it for the whole week. Yeah, <right. laughs>
Lots of fun.
Oh, man.
Airport whiskey and...
Cadavers
and crashes. Yeah, all kinds of fun on the ride there. So, all right. Well, let's jump right into it. This is day number one then at Desire. How'd it go?
Really, by the time we got there, it was about 6:30. We pretty much just got cleaned up and went to dinner.
Yeah.
And that was about it. We went to dinner. We walked in the ocean for half a second and went to bed. We were pretty tired by the end of the day.
That's like first day travel, I swear, for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I think we were up at 5 in the morning and we landed there about 6. So, yeah, it was a long day.
And that is the downside to Dominican. And even now for Cancun, for us anyway, we always fly United because of points and all that crap. But even the last time we went to Cancun, we couldn't get a flight out before like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. So it was 3 or 4 o'clock by the time we got down there.
Yeah.
And that sucks when you're paying top dollar for a naked resort, and then you get there that first day and go to bed.
Right, sure.
I know you brought up the whole, and going forward, I think we're going to do this, where get a local hotel for once you land at whatever destination.
Yeah.
And, that way you can get your tired night out of the way and then
the
next
day.
So when we go to Jamaica, Carmen, I don't know how she actually stumbled upon this place, but we're going to stay at an actual one night at an all-inclusive resort, which is right next to the airport, basically.
It's a mile away.
And it is cheap.
And it's right on, it's on the ocean. You know, when we land, we can go and, you know, go to the ocean and whatever for that first night. But it's like $240 for that first night.
Nice.
Stay there and then get up bright and early the next morning and take that trip. We'll be at Hito before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Get that full first day in that we're paying so much for.
Yeah. Right.
So was it raining when you guys got there by chance?
Not when we first got there.
Well, it was raining at the airport quite a bit. Oh, yeah. And the drive, it rained on and off.
Yeah.
But by the time we checked in, I don't think it was raining that night.
Okay. Because I know you had quite a bit of rain down there.
Yeah.
So that probably brings us into day number two.
Yeah.
So since Mr. Monroe can't read the notes, what I'm going to do is just kind of go off the notes and you can help fill in.
Yeah.
So Thursday morning, breakfast, followed by competitive bang.
Yes.
Alternating orgasms with the neighbors. Do you want to expand on that?
So one of the themes of this, and when Miss Monroe and I go to places like this, we attempt to always get our one-on-one banging time done in the morning, and then that's out of the way, and then whatever happens in the evening, that's all icing on the cake. So we go to breakfast. And again, to reiterate, through this trip, Thursday and Friday, I actually had to work. But again, Dominican at this time was 2 hours ahead of Central Time, so we had plenty of time to get going before I needed to have a presence. So we eat breakfast, and one of the things we do is we have the door open to the patio or to the
balcony.
Thank you. And just had it open, and Miss Monroe and I are going, and I'm just having my favorite after brunch or after breakfast snack. And one thing about Miss Monroe is that when she gets into it, she's fairly vocal. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing what at first I think is an echo. And going. It turns out our neighbors have the same idea for all right. breakfast in Maine. And the timing of the two ladies, Miss Monroe and the neighbor lady, for them reaching climax was just. It was like it was orchestrated. It was beautiful.
It was insane.
So did hearing that spur you on at all?
It was pretty hot, yeah. It was like hot and distracting at the same time. But after I was like, man, I want to eat that.
Well, what was funny is how long it took to enter my consciousness that, that there was a second set of bones going on.
You're like, wait, listen.
That's awesome. So I'm assuming at some point you did actually meet him.
Yeah,
we did.
Later that afternoon.
Was it that day or the next day?
Yeah, it
was that day.
It was that day.
Because we high-fived. We're like, we had a good morning.
We were leaving our room at the same time. Yep. And there they were. So me and the gentleman high-fived each other.
Yeah, we met up with them a few times throughout the rest of the week. Then. Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So after competitive banging, Ken actually had to go to work work from the room. So I decided to kind of step outside of my little box and go wander on my own at the resort, which is not something I've ever done. I went and hung down by the lobby bar for quite a while because it was raining, so that's where everybody was. Met a bunch of people.
So one thing that had happened is Miss Monroe was part of the groups for Meaches and had put out there that, hey, my husband's working Thursday and Friday. I need somebody to keep me occupied in the meantime. And it goes without saying she has some offers to do that. So
I did end up meeting quite a few people from the group that said, hey, we'll be there. We'll keep you busy. Again, the rain kind of kept everybody, undercover or up in the hot tub. Once the hot tub was open, that was very, very busy. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where everybody hung out when it was raining. While I was wandering, I have here in our notes that Ken had a conference call that was very interesting.
Yeah. So, again, this is after the competitive banging, but throughout the day I had several calls and again left the sliding door open and was on one of these calls and in the room for a little bit out on the patio area, balcony, and just back and forth. And as I'm, you know, going through my discussions, I start hearing the noises again from my neighbors.
Same neighbor?
Or same neighbor. No, yeah. Same neighbor.
We were at the end of the hallway, you know, where it kind of like juts out, and then there's more rooms, but there's a big separation. So, yeah, everything was coming from there.
So I'm like, oh, I felt like a bit of an ass, and they don't need to be hearing my discussions. And so I shut the door, jumped inside the room.
Did anybody on the call pick up on it?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I don't think so. I don't know that they'd be surprised, but nobody commented.
Yeah, they all know you.
You can't control what other people are doing.
Yeah, that is.
So that was really kind of the afternoon. I wandered around while he was working. The rain did break. I went to the beach for a little while by myself and walked around. I did go sit by the pool. That's where I got kicked out of the premiere seating.
No, yeah.
No. You were naughty.
I didn't know. I think that was me.
Weird.
Met a bunch of people. People that we would meet throughout the weekend quite a bit. The rain kept going. Went up to the hot tub just kind of to wander through. I grabbed him a drink and kind of wandered through the hot tub on the way back to the room, and I bet there was 60 people up there. I mean,
oh, wow.
in the hot tub.
That's a lot, especially in the rain.
Yeah. Well, it was six, I should say, in the hot tub under the bar, or in the bar where it's under cover, and then kind of around.
Oh,
there.
So not actually in the water, but up in the hot tub.
Well,
area.
In the water, under cover, and then in the hot tub area.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it was the busiest I think I've... Even when you and I were up there, I think that's the busiest I've ever seen it.
Wow.
So bring him his drink. Then, of course, we took our nap because we are expert nappers.
We are.
So was the nap, was that like a work pause, like lunch break?
No, by then I was done with work.
You were done.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
because I probably didn't go back up in the room until 4 or 5 our time, and by then you were done.
Yeah.
So I wandered quite a while by myself. And then we got dressed to the first theme night was Into the Wild at the Desire Side. We went and did that and saw the show. And
Miss
then
Monroe's fucking hot, cheetah print. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Not to sound like a dick, but I know.
And that night we did go over to the Temptations for their show, did some dancing. They had the show inside, but then when the show was done, the rain had quit, so they kind of the party started to move outside. So we danced a little bit outside, but it just really, nobody was really dancing. It just kind of died out.
Yeah, we were there. That's when we met the single lady from England. Just there at Temptation on her own, just having fun, meeting people.
Yeah, she was doing her own thing. She was having fun,
We met the couple also that we had ran into several times from that night on that where he had been in the lifestyle, but his girlfriend was curious and just kind of wanted the ambiance, but not. And then they ended up buying a day pass to come over. They were pretty cool.
We talked to them
for a while.
Yeah, she was beautiful. He was cute too, but she was really pretty.
So the shows, how did they compare? Had they gotten better, worse, same?
I mean, pretty much the same. Yeah.
I mean, I thought they were good shows. So
I enjoy their shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very athletic and nimble. Very athletic and nimble.
That's secret code for it.
For I want to bang you for something.
So that was pretty much our Thursday. Friday started out the same, breakfast, bang, Ken works. I can say that morning, he didn't have to work for long, so I really just kind of was lazy in bed most of the day while he was working.
About 4 or 5 hours.
Just do a little half day,
I just kind of sat there. And then we went for a nice long walk on the beach. I bet we walked, 4 or 5 miles on the beach.
Yeah.
We saw a cow
on the beach. Right there on the beach.
Just a random cow on the beach.
Just
exactly.
And it just said, hey.
It just said, yeah, move.
did it like come near you or walk away?
No, just stay. We walked by the cow, but Well, the cat was just chilling out, eating what little grass on the beach. Just chilling.
But we didn't see anybody with the cow.
Yeah, said, hey, just a cow on a beach.
I was sad that neither of us brought our phone. I would have liked a picture of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you go to the place in the Bahamas with the beach pigs, and in the Dominican, you get beach cows.
Beach cows.
Yeah, beach cow.
Oh, I would swim with a cow. That's fun. We walked quite a ways down the beach. Really, there was nobody else out there except for one guy on a bike that crossed the little river area. I don't know what you would call that, but it was very windy, so there was no real swimming in the ocean. And again, it started to rain. Let's see. After walking the beach, we went to the pool. They had pool volleyball.
That was a blast.
And then they started their pool games, which involved a banana eating contest.
was it chocolatey?
No,
I don't think so.
It was an unpeeled banana that that the gentleman would hold between their legs, and then the female of whatever the pair was, it was the sexiest way to eat the banana. And again, the banana still had the peel on it, too. So, but there were some pretty, it got pretty competitive. One lady goes up and just grabs banana, toss it in the pool, pull down the pants, and went to town. Another competitor basically crawled through his legs, up his back, and was then over his head. So, she's upside down, and he's holding her, and she goes after the banana. Now, you want to see the playmakers freak out on a slippery
on the pool deck. Holy cow.
They were a nervous wreck with that.
She was upside down, and she wasn't teeny. I mean.
No, she wasn't teeny.
If she had landed on her head, that would have been awful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I is she the one that won?
I don't remember.
I just remember the spectator.
Like she should have. Holy shit.
The spectator group that we were with, we were at the pool watching this, and they're like, anybody willing to die for that prize deserves it.
You can have it.
Right.
Wow.
And you get a hat.
Yeah.
There you go. It's going to cover up the blood spot on your forehead.
Yeah. So Friday afternoon, during that contest, we actually met a lot of people. They go by Pineapple Salad. We had actually seen them on Facebook, or I had seen them on Facebook, saying, these are our dates. I'm like, hey, I recognize that name. Well, they're in some mutual groups.
Yeah.
So I reached out and said, hopefully we can meet you guys. So they were there with another couple of friends. We met them, hung out with them for a while. We met a couple that we have dubbed Vegas Big Tits.
I take it she was well endowed, or was he well endowed?
I
see what you did there.
Let's put it a different way.
I don't want to be like gender exclusive.
She had very beautiful, large.
And she was very proud of them. So
she was.
The idea of us calling her Vegas Big Tits is something
she loved
that she embraces. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Did you call her that
face?
Yeah,
I don't know if we said it to them, but I guarantee you, we ran into them many
times.
And she was quite proud. Yeah. If I remember correctly, didn't she end up damn near giving you a concussion with them?
With her moves?
Yeah, because, she grabbed your head,
put them
in between, and then just started going, rocking her shoulders back and forth.
I think I had a black eye. Yeah.
They were awesome.
They were
awesome.
A lot of fun.
No matter how good I thought I was dressed for theme night, he outdid everybody.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That dude, and
details.
And they brought about six suitcases to support all the outfits. But they will be cropping up in the story later on.
Yeah. We met a lot of other people. We met the Rhode Island couple.
Yeah.
We'll come back around.
Yeah.
That's the afternoon we went over to Temptation to their pool party.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I really enjoyed the balloon portion of that party.
What was the balloon portion?
So I don't know. They gave out purple balloons. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? these? We had no idea. So
the big, long, skinny ones?
Yeah, like balloon animal balloons.
Did they at least blow it up for you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I turned mine into a strap-on and tried to run around and poke people with my balloon strap.
Surprising number of people let her do it.
Yeah. We didn't stay there for very long, really. Kind of just an hour and a half of the pool party.
Yeah, we were there with pineapple salad and
their friends.
And just kind of chilled for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then we wandered back over. We were not hungry by that point, so we went up to the hot tub at Desire and had the hot tub all to ourselves, which was kind of sexy.
That was sexy. Very sexy.
That's interesting that absolutely nobody was there.
Well, it was probably 6.
I think it was earlier than that. It was earlier than that. Because that's when you got hangry.
After I got
hangry. Yeah, so that was before. Yeah, so it was probably 2-3 o'clock by this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that is well before jacuzzi time for any other resort.
It is, but it's still surprising you had it all to yourselves, though.
Yeah. There was like one other couple when we first went up there, and they were only up there a few minutes when we got there, and then they left.
Wow. You scared them off.
Apparently. Maybe it was my balloon strap-on. And then we went and took our nap.
Yeah.
And it was neon night, and Ken had... So, okay, ladies usually get all the focus on the theme nights,
of
right?
Course.
We're the ones that get to dress all hot and sexy and pasties and short skirts and whatever. And I had a fun neon outfit.
She was fucking hot.
Yeah, but he had the coolest shirt ever and the coolest glasses ever. He had this shirt with a skull, and the sunglasses was like an equalizer bar, and it went with the music and would flash and go up in the bars, you know? It was super cool, and lots of people really liked it. The group that we sat with, we got seated with for the show, the ladies all really liked the shirt. He had these clear glasses that we might have stole from my daughter that glowed and flashed and lit up.
Yeah,
he was looking really, really cool.
But there was a couple of people with those same glasses. So.
There was.
But the only one there with the shirt.
The only one with the
equalizer shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so we watched the show and drive-by coochie leaking.
So we're seated with these two other couples.
Oh, hang on a second. I don't know if everybody heard that or not.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it. Yeah, drive-by coochie leaking.
Thank you.
Yes. So,
well, we had a drive-by gangbang once, so we got to keep in theme with it.
So we're sitting with this, just got seated randomly with this two other couples, and... both of which, I mean, you know, the guys were, you know, nice and fit, and the ladies were just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't mind being sat with them and, you know, talking a little bit and, you know, just start having a conversation. This is after the show. So the performers had done. People up there dancing. And then all of a sudden, I look up and I see Vince Big Tits up there dancing with her band. And all of a sudden, she looks at Donnie. And, I mean, this was like a tiger getting ready to pounce on, on a gazelle.
We locked eyes. I'm like, oh, shit, she's coming for me.
Yeah, exactly what happened. Donnie was sitting on the couch, and, I mean, it was just a beeline. She grabbed Donnie's legs, pulled him up in the air, and just dove in. Just, I mean, face first. And it was the most amazing. I'm not even sure there was any words spoken.
I don't believe
that. It was just, they locked eyes. Vegas Big Tits just came in for the kill.
Had you had any kind of conversation prior to
that? Well, in the pool,
we've been talking.
We were definitely flirty in the pool.
Yeah.
You had like, hey, this may...
Yeah, we didn't have that kind of...
Well, no, but I mean, you know...
It was flirty. They knew that we
liked
to play. They liked to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it was just, I mean... It was like a heat-seeking missile.
I remember thinking, oh, shit, she's coming.
Did she say anything when she was done?
No.
She just patted her on the head and left. Oh, it was awesome.
Like, seriously patted you on the head?
Yeah.
I think she patted me on the head. She turned around, and I'm like, thank you. And I waved.
What did her husband say?
He and I, he's like, he just...
That happens.
It's a thing.
Okay.
She was a little wild.
No, yes. And again, her husband comes back into the story here in a minute.
Because right after that, I think I went to the rent. Well, I talked to you about, hey, this whole couch area, is this go, no go? And you're like, go for me. So I went and used the restroom, and when I came back, I'm like, so anybody want to go jump in the in a dog pile in the playroom? And we did.
Yeah, everybody said yes. Yeah. So the six of us headed back there. And then actually, as we were going, the husband of Mr. Big Tits, he ended up coming back also.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, the six of us plus him. And yeah, it was, that was a very fun night.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Big Tits didn't join?
She came in and, like, we kissed a little and then she took off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she was just a little bit sprightly.
Well, and I think that when Mr. Big Tits, this is just going to stick in my brain, Mr. Big Tits, you two played, and when he was done, he's like, oh, now I got to go find my wife.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so he exited, but the six of us stayed there for quite some time.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and oh yeah, they had the what's the chair called?
The Liberator.
The Liberator there. So yeah,
we tried to show them how to use it.
Well, yeah. So
give
so,
demonstrations.
Well,
we're classes.
No, not so much that, but we're all on. So this playroom has got I guess it's longer than it is wide. Easy way to say it, and it's got two circular couches in the middle, and then beds on each end, and then in between. One of the circular couches in the bed was the Liberator. So the six of us were all entangled on the couch. And I saw another couple start to get on the Liberator. And that's when I told the male as he was bending her over, I'm like, hey, if you're going to do that, you're going to want to anchor that against the wall. Otherwise, you're just going to be, you know, pushing that against the wall. And he's like, thanks, bro, and proceeds to push up against the wall and have fun. So, yeah. Just, you know, friendly
always there to help.
Yeah,
yeah,
always there to help.
That's the beauty of the lifestyle.
Oh,
you
yeah.
may not be jumping in, but you're like, hey, dude,
try this.
It's like at the gym. You need a spot, bro. Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the end of the way. I guess we went out to the hot tub for a little while, wound down out there.
Yeah.
And had a drink or two in the hot, at the hot tub bar. And then, I'm sorry, I've got the tail end of a cold. I'm sorry if I sound like crap.
No.
And that was, yeah, that was Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday started the same, breakfast. Bang.
But I didn't have to work.
I think we had a late breakfast Saturday.
Yes, we did.
We slept in quite a bit. This one actually slept in, so that's awesome.
Wow, that's rare.
Yeah.
Happens, yeah.
We learned a valuable lesson at Tropical Places. Don't put your dirty monkey in a Yeti because it turns into concrete.
Yes.
We had frozen drinks that we could not drink until they melted in the sun.
Was that your breakfast?
The dirty monkey?
Yeah.
Well, that was after breakfast. That was my after breakfast drink.
Makes sense, though, I guess. Those Yeti cups are so darn good at insulating
Man,
stuff. If you put a bunch of ice in there, yeah.
Yeah, it just froze the drink solid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we had to go get new drinks.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just kind of hung out at the ocean for a while. We went back to the pool. We went to the pool party again. That's when they had the beer contest.
Oh, man. So we commented that there was a whole bunch of people there from Wisconsin. So they had...
In the beer contest.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. So, in the beer drinking contest.
There is no contest.
Yeah.
There was like four of us.
Yeah. So out of five couples that were up there, four of us were from Wisconsin. So, and actually the lady that I got competed against is... within half hour, lives within a half hour of actually where I work.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my goodness.
Same town I work in. So, it was the beer went down quickly.
Yeah.
I'm glad Wisconsin was well represented.
Oh,
yes.
Well represented.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then they had the foam party,
yeah,
which was
right.
fun. It was fun. Actually, it started to rain, and
I don't know. It was just kind of sexy because everybody's all slippery anyway, and then the rain was coming down. And yeah.
But didn't the rain just kind of kill the foam?
No,
not bad. Oh, really? No, it really didn't.
Huh. I would think it would just knock it down.
I would have thought so too. Yeah,
which was probably a blessing compared to when we were there in April, because it was like
over your head. Well, we were right in front of one of the cannons. So.
Yeah.
Oh, it shot over your head.
And we what's that called? Miss Monroe was on my shoulders and other girls.
Oh, chicken.
Playing chicken.
Chicken fights.
So we had lots of that going on.
Yeah, and they were bringing like those, those flat floaties, like you can pull behind your pontoon type of thing. They were putting people up on those and drizzling them with chocolate.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Oh, you get some soapy chocolate?
Okay, by then nobody cared.
Yeah, so you got licked on and did a lot of licking yourself, if I remember correctly.
I'm sorry.
No, it's something in the board here. Need to spill a drink on it or something.
There we go.
Right? Make it sticky.
Spit on it.
Do it. After the foam party, we went and took a nap. Man, there's a theme going on here, right?
Hey, for competitive lifestyle resorting, naps are key.
Right. Especially if you're going to be up past like 9.
Yeah. You're so screwed.
Well, next time we go, I think what you need to do is just loan JD and we can go nap together. We can be napping buddies.
There you go. You can spoon. Who's going to be the big spoon and who's going to be the little spoon?
I think given the size difference, I'm going to be the little spoon on that one. And by size, I mean height. Just to be clear.
Wow. No boop.
But I'm not by.
Your knees will line up nicely.
Right.
The tassels say different.
Oh, dear Lord.
So that night we actually did go out to dinner instead of just like munching all day. We went to Salo.
Yes.
But it was funny because we decided last minute. So I was already, it was leather and latex. And I was already dressed in like my leather outfit.
Hot as fuck.
And then we decided to go somewhere nice. I'm like, well, what the fuck? I don't want to change. So I just threw a swimsuit cover up over that and we went out. Which
hot
is
as fuck.
Thankfully fine at Desire.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So we did the show there and danced for a little bit. We went over to Temptation again with Rhode Island couple. Because they had met up with us. I actually had met them while I was hanging out at Lobby Bar on Thursday when he was working. And they had come up and talked to us a couple times throughout the week and said, hey, you want to go over the Temptation side? So we went over there.
So Rhode Island, the male, I mean, this guy looks like the Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, shorter version.
I mean, his shoulders are like that one.
Right.
I mean, and just cut and, I mean, just solid muscle.
Yeah.
So, that, and she, very attractive.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful lady. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we went and hung out with them. So, the Temptation side, like, getting a drink, like, we were just drinking water. I think all four of us were drinking water over there. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get a damn water. Like,
really?
It was 20, 25 minutes to get a bottle of water. So, I don't know that we even stayed for the whole show. I went outside to get some air because it was hot because, again, it was raining, so the show was inside. I went outside to get some air, and we lost them.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of said, screw it, and went back to the Desire side.
Yeah.
We didn't end up finding them again that night.
Not that night, no.
And there wasn't a lot of people in the disco. So we went out to the hot tub beds, and we did our own thing out there. Okay, so I'm not trying to get into, like, nitty-gritty details, but we were sitting at the hot tub beds, and
is this the beds that are along the sides of the hot tub or the ones that are kind of underneath the covered area?
It was not underneath the, it was along the hot tub.
Okay.
Right.
Not underneath the covered area.
Where they've got, like, three rows of
water. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just kind of hanging out, doing our thing, and then he starts getting frisky, and he goes down on me. And it was sprinkling, just enough, like, it was really romantic. It was really hot. And it's okay, so we do that. I'm like, okay, it's our turn. So flip positions, and I start going down on him, and it starts pouring. Like, hitting him in the face. He's like, yeah, I can't do this. I'm a little distracted here. And there was a really hot couple next to us that was also playing.
But they were under the cover. They had just a little bit of cover.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, come over here with us. But I think we were kind of
Kind of petered out by that. Yeah, it was like 1:30 in the morning. We're like, thank you. But
yeah.
That should be like a new, like, water torture kind of thing, like a pleasure and a pain thing.
Combination of blowjob and waterboarding.
Yeah. I wish it would have worked a little better because it was really fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
And we got a bite to eat and went to bed. That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Boring night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
sounds
like 2 in the morning.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Sunday, we slept in, late breakfast, no bang, needed a coochie rest.
Apparently, coochies can only get you so much.
They only have a shelf life of so many days in a row.
Just needed a wee bit of a break.
Break by day 5.
Yes. So, we went down to the beach. You remember the little, I don't know what you would call it, the pre-beach area, the little alcove area.
Like,
it was so pretty. They had beach volleyball down there.
In there.
This time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
awesome.
did they move it from the Temptation side
they
or did they have
it over there too? Yep. It was at both. And when we walked by, there was a full 5-on-6 game going on. So he jumped in.
These guys were competitive.
Yeah.
And,
oh, wow.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
We got in there.
It was some of the same people that we had played pool volleyball with.
Yep.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. Like they were definitely into it. So he jumped in and did that, and I went up to the beach for a while. But it wasn't raining. It was really sunny for the first time. They got really hot. So I went to the pool. And he played volleyball for quite a while. And just when I got to the pool, they were bringing out the stuff for the pool party, which happened to be a portable stripper pole. And I literally, so Pineapple Salad and their friends, Pineapple Salad's a couple, by the way, I don't know if we pointed that out.
No.
But they were there with their friends, and we were all chit-chatting, and they bring out that stripper pole. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm running away, because I keep getting picked for that shit. So I tried to run away, and the cute little playmaker, the blonde one, she's like, you come here. I'm like, oh, shit. So I got drug in, and that was Pineapple Salad, the female, and their friend, and two other ladies. And the three of us are up there, actually four of us were up there like, I can't do this, I can't strip, I can't pole dance, I can't whatever, like, we should do it together, we should just be goofy. Sure as shit, they know what they're doing, because they go to amateur night at the strip club all the time.
Oh my gosh.
So
in York, I was up there doing the YMCA.
So just to complete this story, so they're, you know, so they've got Miss Monroe up there and the Pineapple Salad lady and her friend, and I think there was two others up there too.
Two or three, yeah.
And I come walking up. They're just kind of getting things ready. The playmakers, you know, this is what you should be doing, and they do the experiment. But as I come walking up the boardwalk, the guy playmaker, he spots me, and I mean, I don't even know, 50 yards away, but he spots me. And they know that Miss Monroe and I are together. Just,
right.
You know, they know couples. Go
you
ahead.
Were dancing next to the pool bar on top of that.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That
all right.
Flat
so,
area.
But that was still a ways away. So, I see Miss Monroe lined up for the pool dancing. And that's right. I jumped up on that concrete wall. Yeah, that's right. I jumped up on the I was visible. I jumped up on the concrete wall and just, you know, kind of dancing, getting ready to watch this. And then he spots me. He's like, oh no, you got to come up here. So I didn't realize where this was going, but so I walk up and join the group next to the pool, and sure as shit, he's like, all right, you're the first one up on the pole. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you know, I have zero talent. I don't care. Get up there.
Yeah.
So, but one of the things that I was able to demonstrate is that the wood on the platform, very slippery when it's wet. So I get up there, I grab the pole. My very first move is to fall flat on my ass, legs up in the air as it just slipped. And of course, they're like, you know, play, you know, they're being overly kind. Oh, sorry. And, but then they dried it off, so now there was some footing. So I was able to, with great stability, make a complete ass of myself.
And Mrs. Pineapple Salad jumped up and danced with
you. Her friend jumped up. So I think that was a pity dance, is what I think it was.
That's what she whispered in my ear.
Yeah. She's like, we got to rescue this dude. He's shaking pants.
So he fell on his ass. I just want to point out to you two, I never fell on my ass this time.
Yay.
The whole trip? Holy shit.
The whole trip. I know. Yay me.
Having said that, she's got some pretty decent scrapes on her knees. But that wasn't from falling.
That was from trying to get out of the pool. That wasn't even a thing.
Is that what we're saying?
I know what you're saying.
You got some rubber in there.
Dork. So, we did the pool party, and then they brought out Naughty Jenga. We played Naughty Jenga with a couple and one of the playmakers. That was fun.
So, Naughty Jenga, just to be clear, normal Jenga game, but as you pull out each one of the wooden blocks, it then has the thing that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we've started doing is compiling different sayings from different from our going. So one of the things that came out of that is I got my pussy left playing Naughty Jenga. Because there was a couple other couples there,
It was one other couple.
This the giant Jenga or was it the small tabletop one?
It was bigger than regular Jenga, but not giant Jenga.
Yeah, okay. It was on the bar. Yeah. So, and which by the way is a good way to break the ice to play Naughty Jenga and then, have the lady from the other couple, after the, look, your wife's pussy. That's a great way to break the ice.
Yeah. After Naughty Jenga, we went and took a nap.
Of course. took a nap.
Yep. And then it was Devils and Angels night, so we got all dressed up for that. And we actually went down to the Desire Lobby and took some pictures in front of their, naked lady wall.
Oh, cool.
That was his idea. That was cool.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah, we did end up, so we watched the show at Temptation. We did end up at Desire. We did end up going to Temptation side again that night, but only for a half an hour. There was a drunk dude that Mr. Monroe had to run off because he was a little weird.
Overly aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was the only one we saw.
The whole time, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And quite frankly, once I confronted him, he was gone.
Right.
Then we made our way back up to the hot tub and met up with Rhode Island.
Yeah, ran into them again.
Some fun with them.
So again, it was on one of the chairs outside the hot tub. So we did get several people thanking us for the show we put on for them.
Ooh.
So, again, Miss Monroe's new trick of over the last 8 months of figuring out how to climax dramatically while riding a...
It's a great joke. I'm blushing.
Well, you weren't blushing that.
I think so. And then we went to bed. We went and had some late night munchies with those two and went to bed. And then Monday we had to leave. But I think it was Monday at breakfast where we were like, I licked her pussy playing Jenga. I licked chocolate off of her ass. This is very interesting.
It was a smorgasbord.
Yes.
Yeah, and then, the only thing left is our ride home, which was completely uneventful, thank God.
Not exactly. So, again, we have the taxi in the airport or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
And we're there with another, there are several couples, everybody checking out, waiting for their ride.
And they were late to pick us up.
They were late to pick us up and non-responsive to the WhatsApp.
But they also scheduled our pickup time, 5 hours before our flight.
So
the fact that they were late wasn't a big deal,
But there's another couple there that was waiting for their ride. And again, they had a far closer time. So they were getting nervous. Yeah. And then their ride shows up, and he shows up with a flat tire.
Oh, Jesus.
And so he's like,
same company, by the way.
Same company. Yeah. He's like, so we've got to, you know, he's like, I got to pull up, you know, and change my tire. And you know, and because we were actually, our ride was late enough that we were going to ask them, can we just ride back with you? Right. Well, then this happens, and it was a small car anyway.
They were literally like 2 hours before takeoff, and a half hours.
Oh, wow.
And, oh my gosh, and they had to.
And they were still at the resort, an hour and a half from the airport.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you guys.
So then our ride does show up, and it's a minivan. Yeah. So then we just offer them, like, hey, you know, you just want to ride with us. And so the two drivers kind of got their, you know, shit squared away, and then they ended up riding with us back to the airport.
And
did
they make their flight in time?
They did.
Like,
did he drive like a bat out of hell?
They always drive like a bat out of hell.
I mean, it was probably an hour and 20.
Because we ended up being in security line together and everything.
I'm
pretty sure they made it back.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then we touched down in Chicago and Ken got sick.
Yeah, right. Basically, as soon as we hit the tarmac in O'Hare, I started sneezing, and then for the next 4 days, I was out.
We've heard many different versions of it, you know, the swinger ick, or...
Oh, I think we're coming up with names for that. Nobody liked Dogpile Doo-Doo.
I don't think anybody wants that.
No, the Gucci COVID.
Okay, I like that one.
Nobody wants Gucci Cred either.
No.
So that was our trip to Miches. Nice. It was great. It was beautiful.
We were really hoping to do it again.
We were very much hoping to do it again.
We really, really enjoyed it. Yes. I mean, the little crap that people were complaining about their rooms and whatever, it was still there, but it didn't ruin anything.
And sadly, never again.
No.
Never again.
No.
And it sucks because we had, as you guys know, we had a trip planned for April. You guys were actually thinking about coming with us and have that all going, and then all of a sudden, no. They decided to close the resort. So.
Yeah.
So here we are. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if hedonism matches up on any level with Desire, I probably won't go back to Desire for a long time.
No, it'll be a while.
Yeah.
They're going to keep jacking up the prices. And so does Hedonism, do they do the memberships too? Do you know?
I don't believe they do.
I don't think they do.
So
no.
You don't have that going on?
No, and you don't have the pressure. And so actually we were kind of looking at it because we tip a lot.
And you can't at Hedo,
you
right?
absolutely there. Cannot. So, you know, right there is $1,000 off our trip.
Sure.
You know, and the fact that we always plan a snorkel trip, and for the two of us to go, it's like $480 or something like that to go on a snorkel trip at Desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's included, and you can go out as many times a day as you want.
Oh, right, from the resort?
Yep.
Yeah, they take you right out. They have a boat that takes you out to the reef. And
they go out twice a day. They go out twice a day, and you can go, like, every day.
I would probably do that every day.
I think I probably will.
I love snorkeling.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, right there is another... $500
That cool. I mean, we were so hesitant about hedonism when we first started looking at these types of resorts for a number of reasons, but obviously the main one was single guys and you have to be naked on the nude side. So
now it's
kind of like, I'm over that. I'm really kind of excited to see this place and we'll see.
Don't they have to talk to you about being naked at Walmart these days?
I mean,
probably not in this weather. That's great. You guys will have to let us know
about
it because we're definitely interested.
Oh, we absolutely will.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's a good stopping point for right now because the next show, they're going to get into more of the takeover that they attended on New Year's Eve and some of that stuff. So we'll take a break right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. We can't keep up with them to save our life.
I can't do it.
I don't know. They go and go and go. Hey,
they get naps.
They do. They can nap, unlike you.
I know.
You just don't know how to do that for some reason.
I try. I fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
We do have to tell this one story. They told this to us after they got off the air, and they were so mad that they didn't get to tell the story. So I think we should do a little role play, and we'll retell the story. How's that?
Okay. Let me get my gun.
Your gun?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to be one or the other of them, I have you to gotta be have packing. A gun. I'm going to be packing.
Do you know what story I'm talking about?
Once you get going, I will.
Well, it kind of... So, okay, we'll set the stage. It's the New Year's takeover. They're at a hotel room. It's the morning after a hell of a good night. Let me set it right. It's a cold winter's day. Sorry.
In the Midwest.
So they're getting up in the morning, and you play the part of Mrs. Monroe.
It was nap.
Oh, was it
nap
time?
They were getting ready to take a nap. And this is exactly how they told it to us, because they said morning, and no, it was nap. It was nap.
All right, so obviously you'll play the part of Mrs. Monroe. I will be Mr. Monroe. And she lovingly looks over at him and says,
I'm going to lean in and give you a kiss.
Yes.
You smell like Fireball.
To which he replies, yeah, and you smell like dick.
And she says, yeah, I kind of do.
They were so mad they didn't tell that story on the show, so we had to bring it out here. I thought it was hilarious. That is freaking great.
And that's a preclude to...
next week's show.
To next week's show.
All right. That's going to wrap it up, guys. We thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number three, SOME at gmail.com. You can also find us on SLS, under Lake S Couple, or on the Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. We will see you next week.
When I climb out from underneath my heated blanket.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's supposed to be like in the 40s next week, so.
Yeah, I'll climb out of my heated blanket.
Around here, that's like summertime.
Right.
Get the shorts and t-shirts out.
Yay.
We'll see you then, guys.
Bye-bye.